that Minister Benita dubbed it the Telecommunications Sanctuary, and we are all seated in our virtual pews, and let's now go before the Lord in prayer. Gracious Father, we come to you this morning with humble hearts, with hearts of thanksgiving, for this is the day that you have made, and we do rejoice, and we are glad in it. Father, we thank you for your goodness, because you told us in your word that goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. So thank you for this precious promise. Father, we ask that you forgive us of all of our sins and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Father, we thank you so much for Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and the entire D.H. De Leon family. Father, we thank you that it's because of them that we are all here together today. Now, Father, we pray for as for special prayer for Dr. P.K. right now. Oh, God, we ask you to continue to soothe and comfort the family's heart and just embrace them with your love in Jesus' name. Father, we ask that you continue to watch over Dr. Vanessa and Mama Joseph. We love her so much. And, Lord, we just ask that whatever they stand in need of, Lord, that you bless it. And that wherever they go, Lord, that you bless their going out and coming in. And now, Lord, we thank you for each and every family member who has joined us in this sanctuary. Father, we ask that you would just give us listening ears, Lord, and remove everything out of our way, any distractions, so that we will hear the word that is going forth this morning. Father, you know you. We trust you with all our hearts, Lord, and we just thank you, Lord, for your promises that you have given to us. Now, Lord, we pray for the speaker. We lift him up. We thank you, Lord, for the word that is going to go forth with clarity, because we're calling those things that be not as though they were. Father, bless them indeed, Lord, and whatever their hands touch, let it prosper. Continue to order their footsteps by being that lamp unto their feet and the light unto their path. Now we bind those loose for the devil in the name of Jesus. He can sell no wolf tickets over here, because we have pled the blood of Jesus over this call. And Father, the call will go forth with clarity without any interruptions. And we praise you for that. And we give you the highest praise. Hallelujah. We bless your name. In your precious name, we pray. Amen. I love you, my TNC family. Go out and have a blessed day, because God is good all the time. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Willa. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, my sister. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you, and thank you. Thank you so much for seating and greeting everyone this morning. I tell you, with that tag, this is the Goodness of God Thursday, and it definitely is. We thank God for you being such a blessing to the masses. And thank you, TMC family, for joining us again this morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. And this is Brenda Terrell here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs. And I, along with Minister Willa, greet each and every one of you and say welcome, welcome, welcome. You are in for such a blessing on this day. As if you didn't know, that this call was started back in 2010 by two phenomenal women, and they are Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who we call our Mother Eagle, and Dr. P.K. Roberts, who we called Miss Super Fantastic. She is just that. And we thank you for joining us, because we are here every Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. Central Time, 8 a.m. Eastern, and 5 a.m. Pacific Time in the Telecommunications Sanctuary. Yes, Benita, that's what we call it, right? Well, listen, I tell you, we're so grateful that not only was this call established and started by these two phenomenal women, but they established it on the scripture, and it is Psalm 88:13. It says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Now, we also have a mission statement, and it is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. So, of course, we ask you to invite your family and friends and your loved ones, your coworkers, anyone that you may come in contact with, and tell them, hey, I know a way for you to get a blessing each and every day, and it is here on the Master's Call. Now, we encourage you also to visit our website. It is www.themasterscall.net. Again, that's www.themasterscall.net. Now, all messages have been archived there on that site, as well as the bios of our speakers, so you can get, a buffet of rich information way back in 2010. I am so thrilled that we have a theme for the year, and it is in 2016, through me, God's glory is being seen. Now, yes, as you heard Minister Willis say, we are on day 38 of our 40-day fast, and I tell you, it has been tremendously a blessing, and we are so thankful to God for what he is doing, what he's continued to do. And listen, it is day two on Lent. So you might, if you haven't thought of something, give us something for 40 days and see what God is going to do, because sacrificial blessings are brings more blessings, believe it or not. And that's what God is doing in the midst of our sacrifices as we go before him. Now, back there, too, we also have the directives of wealth of information of what you can pray for during this time of fasting. Yes, we have a couple of days left, but there's always time to pray and fast before the Lord. Now, if you decide that you want to be a part, and we invite you to do so, to be a part of this great ministry, you may want to host, you may want to greet, you may want to give us a word from the Lord that the Lord has put in your belly, and we want to hear it. We'll submit that information to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that's info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa, or yours truly, will contact you. Now, many of us are blessed to be a part of this phenomenal God-ordained company that I call. It's a health and wellness company, and it is the best company on this side of heaven, and it is Artis International. It was established by the Antonio Diaz de Leon and his family over 25 years ago, and we're so excited because we're going to be in Las Vegas. And, well, next week, it's on the 16th and 17th, we are going to be in Las Vegas with our 2016 kickoff, and we're going to be at Planet Hollywood Hotel. We're so excited because we're going to greet each other. We are family here in Artis International. And if you want to know more about what this company is doing, we are helping people restore their health, and it is such a blessing. Now, and you want to know more about what we're doing and how we're doing it, we have the new morning motivational call, which is held right after this call, Monday through Friday. And it was established by our platinum president we call Godmother Dorothy Cook back in 2005, I think it was, but I'd say 2005, 5 years ago. And it is conducted now by a team of great leaders that are giving great information each and every day. That number is 641-715-3865, 641-715-3865. The PIN is 539-598-POUND, 539-598-POUND. Well, okay, we're ready to hear a word from the Lord, and I tell you, it is such a blessing and an honor to present this this blessed woman of God who always give us a wealth of information each time she comes on the line. She is no stranger to the TMC family. Why? Because she is one of our co-founders. And not only that, she is no stranger to the world. I'm here to tell you, literally, seems like everybody knows this lady, this woman of God. She is not only is she a doctor, she's had a 12-year career in as an industrial engineer. She's not only gotten her degree from Spelman and got her master's and her doctorate. She is a founder of so many different networks like Van Networks, and she is the founder of the Gathering of the Eagles Worship Center in Dallas. She is a founder of so many different phenomenal ministries, and I tell you, she is a blessing to the masses. She's a blessing to Artis International. She is a blessing to the people of God, and she serves by helping her mother where she is in Prairie View, Texas. We are so grateful and so honored to introduce to some and present to others none other than our mother eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Are you there, Dr. Vanessa?
Yes, I am. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Thank you so much. Appreciate hearing your voice, Prayer General. Thanks again for all that you do for our Master's Call family, for artists, and you also for the body of Christ and for our prayer warrior. down now in Florida. I was going to say Chicago, but she is relocating to the Sunshine State. Thank you so much, Minister Willa, for saluting God's people as they got seated in our telecommunications sanctuary. And a big greeting to our Master's Call family, all of you who press in each and every morning to be a part of this call. You know, Dr. PK and I can have a vision all day long, but you have to have some people to help walk it out. So I praise God for each and every one of you. Thank you for feeling the witness in your spirit to call in and be a part of what God is doing. And as Minister Brenda alluded, we are on day 38. Do you feel your help coming on? Yes, all of today, all of tomorrow, and all of Saturday will complete our 40 days of consecration at the beginning of this year. We also want to remember that, you know, biblically, scripturally, a part of the Jewish calendar, Lent started yesterday. And I've been asking, especially all my people in ministry that we serve and work with, and I'm asking you now, you know, you did the first 40 days or the first 21 days, and if you did three, we're just as happy for you too. You gave up something that you ate. Now I'm asking you to hop on for the next 40 days as we head to our resurrection day for Lent, which means to fast, which means to sacrifice, which means to press in, come out of the outer court, don't get comfortable in the inner court, to press in to the Holy of Holies. We want you to give up something that you love to do. Now, for some people like me, I am a Law and Order fanatic. I watch it, be it SVU or if it's the criminal intent. I mean, I watch them all. And I went through withdrawals last night when I was trying to flick the channel. I went, oh, I forgot. I can't watch it for another 39 days. So I want you to give up something that you love to do. And all of this is about disciplining our flesh. Because I know some of you are like, what, another one? Yeah. Because our flesh, too many times, full of emotions, leads us instead of the Spirit of the Lord. So we go crucify that flesh. So asking you, and I want to hear some praise reports. I thank so many of you who sent in your five things you believe in God for. Let me hear about some breakthroughs, because I definitely had many through these 40 days. So join with us. We're going to update the website to reflect now these days of going from February 10th to Resurrection Day, and to join in and give up something that you like to do. And in that time, spend that time in intercession, spend that time in prayer, spend that time celebrating the Lord your God. We know that this month, two main things happen, really three, because first we begin our time of consecration for Lent. And then we all know this is the love month with Valentine's Day, this upcoming Sunday. And probably Monday or another time, I'll give you a little bit of history about how Valentine's Day got started. Most of y'all just know folks spend money, more candy, and flowers are sold than anything else. But there is a history. As a teacher, I'm so into us and knowing why we do what we do. But then the other thing is, this is Black History Month. This is a history month where we focus in and highlight, mainly because mainstream textbooks, historical recordings do not include a lot of the many accomplishments that Black or African Americans, and at one time we were Negroes, have made to our country. Again, a little background before we give the word today is Americans have recognized Black history annually since 1926. So since 1926 to now, 2016. And it was first called Negro History Week. And then we later became Black History Month. Now, although Blacks have been in America at least as far back as colonial times, it was not until the 20th century that they gained a respectable presence in history books. And we owe the celebration of Black History Month, and more importantly, the study of Black history, to Dr. Carter G. Woodson. So today, I'm going to give us a few historical facts that people did, in spite of all the situations of coming out of slavery, of Jim Crow laws, of segregation, and unfortunately we know and see today that that spirit of racism is alive and well, but God is exposing and dealing with. But these are what I call little known facts that I learned on the Biography Channel, and I'm encouraging you to go to the Biography Channel, and you'll learn so much of, in spite of a city out where our songbird lives. Allensworth is the only California community to be founded, financed, and governed by African Americans. It was created, Allensworth, started the city in 1908, and the town was built with the intention of establishing a self-sufficient, all-black city where African Americans could live their lives free of racial discrimination. In other words, free to be who God called them to be. Another little known fact, after African-American performer Josephine Baker, many of us have heard of her, as she went to France, she famously smuggled military intelligence to French allies during World War II. She did this by pinning secrets inside her dress, as well as writing them in invisible ink on her sheet music. So she was working really as an undercover agent. We were participating and risking our lives even back then. In 1938, First Lady Eleanor Roosevelt challenged the segregation rules at the Southern Conference of Human Welfare in Birmingham, Alabama, so she could sit next to the African-American educator whom a university is named after in Florida, Mary Malouda Bethune, whom she referred to as her closest friend in her age group. What about a female science fiction author, Octavia Butler, was dyslexic. Now hear me, when we have challenges, God is able. She was dyslexic. Despite her disorder, she went on to win 2 Hugo Awards and 2 Nebulas for her writing. Oh, we've all heard of him, and he just had the homegoing of his daughter. Revenue from musician Nat King Cole's record sales, it literally financed a majority of Capitol Records' success during the 1950s. His music alone so much financed them that the distinctive Capitol Records building on its Los Angeles city lot became known as the house that Nat built. Paul Coffey, C-U-F-F-E-E, an African-American philanthropist, ship captain, and devout Quaker, transported 38 free African Americans to Sierra Leone, Africa in 1815. So think about how far back that was, in the hopes of establishing West Africa. He also founded the first integrated school in Massachusetts in 1719. One more, Thomas Andrew Dorsey. We all know him, and he was considered the father of gospel music for combining sacred words with secular rhythm. His most famous composition, Take My Hand, Precious Lord, was recorded by the likes of Elvis Presley. Yes, a brother, Thomas Dorsey, wrote that song. Mahalia Jackson also recorded it, and many, many others. What did it take for them to have these accomplishments, and even up to today, with some of the challenges that each of us faces in our walk of life, regardless of what your color is, some biases? Well, we've got to be strong. I've been teaching at my Bible study series for the last 6 weeks on trust, and we all know the song is children, trust and obey. See, we can trust God, but we got to obey that four-letter word. It's not a cuss word when he tells us what he needs us to do. And what does that take? Us being strong in the Lord. So my message today in my last 5-7 minutes is be strong in the Lord. Seek the SOS of God's word. The SOS, S, strength, optimism, and safety. Be strong in the Lord. Seek the SOS, the strength, optimism, and safety in God's word. Our text scripture is morning when I was up walking and praying. I got dressed. I'm not a spiritual seeker. I put on all of my armor so that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. And we know our acronym for STAND is to stand tall, representing obedience, nurturing our gifts. Stand tall. This is our strong, representing obedience as we're nurturing gifts. So let's talk about today being strong in the Lord. We are standing on the shoulders of forefathers who historically, spiritually, biblically, it wasn't about their natural strength. It was about the God that's greater is he that's in me, trusting in him and obeying him. See, that essence strong means you got to stand. Stand what? Stand on the word. When you stand and you go speak on what you know is truth, not necessarily the facts, but decree the truths of God. See, the fact is, yes, your health. You may have got a bad doctor's report, but the truth is, by his stripes, we are healed. The other S is seed faith. We have to put something in to expect to harvest out. Christians have a backwards mentality that they can come in to a situation with just a smile and think that's another S, that God's going to work it out. But you have to put something in, zero times zero, even with the new math. It's still zero. Put a seed faith, and he'll have soar you to success, first small, before becoming supreme. S is study. Study God's word and his ways so that you know him for yourself. That T in being strong. Stand tall in your spirit. Encourage yourself. Tall in your thoughts. I am an overcomer. Tall in your experience. He's done it before. He's the same yesterday, today. So my forever is assured in him. Have thanksgiving in that T. A spirit in your heart and thoughts that I'm thankful. Trust in God, confident expectation in God's promises that they are yea and amen, and settle that in your spirit and knowing that standing strong, it's going to take some time to become strong. It's a process. Do not be a troublemaker or a tattletale denying the truth, but be someone who's thankful and trusts God. Oh, we're talking about being strong in the Lord, seeking the SOS, the strength, optimism, and safety in God's word. That R is represented, received from God. Represented, received from God. That means stay in his presence. That's why we're consecrating. That's why we're continuing to press in so you can be refreshed, so that you can resist the temptations of evil and receive encouragement from others. That R is strong is remind yourself of those past victories while you look forward to future triumphs. Keep that attitude of gratitude by what? Rejoicing. Notify your face. To rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Be righteous thinking, right relationship, a righteous lifestyle. It may not be the easy thing, but do the right thing. And then that last R is rehearse. Righteous daily, rehearsing, receiving instructions in an atmosphere of peace. The other R's you want to stay away from, don't be rebellious, and don't be determined to run when you cannot rule. Ha. The O in strong order and overcoming faith. Boy, I'm listening to this series by, I love Dr. Mike Murdoch about order. As a prophet, as I walk in the office of a prophet, man, order is so important to me, and I'm wired that way, that godly order and overcoming faith from the Holy Spirit. Seeing that all in strong, obedience is not a cuss word, obey. It produces the order of God in our lives. You know from 1 Samuel 15:22, he'd rather have the order, in our lives. 1 Corinthians 14, that 40th verse. Overcoming faith, it defeats fear and it drives out failure. See, Revelation 12:11 tells you that I'm an overcomer. How? By the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony. And how do I keep obedient and keep the order and overcoming faith? I'm optimistic, believing if we do our part, God will definitely do his part. See, the negative side is you don't want to offend God or others. You don't want to embrace the occultic practices. Lord, I don't know what you're saying, so let me run to a little palm reader. No! Obey and seek his face. We're talking about being strong in the Lord, seeking the SOS of his words, the strength, the optimism, and the safety. That in and strong is nurturing, nurturing, and daily doing what is necessary for success. Inch by inch, it is a cinch. Line upon line, precept upon precept. And then nurture and nourish. You feed the seeds of greatness inside of you daily, daily. Nurture and nourish, doing what's necessary for strength. What does that look like, Dr. V? Keeping the main thing, the main thing. And then he'll give you new mercies every morning, new strength. It comes each day as we stay consistent. What do you stay away from? Don't be negative. Don't neglect to spend the quality time with God. And last, that G, guard the gifts. Guard the gifts. Keep a personal and intimate relationship growing and growing in God. Grow in the place where you've been planted. Gain strength while you're standing. Give God your best, and he will make you strong with all the rest. And give God all the glory. As his strength works in you, it'll start showing up through you. What do we stay away from? Don't gloat or boast with your gifts. Be humble. Don't develop greed with God's given gifts. Now, lay hands on yourself. And as I close, I know I'm over, but I want us to prophesy over ourselves this morning. Say, Lord, everything I need is in the house. Come on, say it again. Lord, everything I need is in this house. This temple belongs to you, Lord. Now, I allow you, come on, say it and prophesy. I submit to you to make me strong from the inside out. Now, I cooperate with the Holy Spirit, building me up strong from the inside out. Oh, as I turn it back over, be strong in the Lord. Seek the SOS, the strength, the optimism, and the safety in God's word. Amen and amen. Back to you, Minister Brenda.
Amen, amen. Let the church say amen. Praise God. We thank God for Pastor Vanessa. Dr. Vanessa, I wish I had you as my history teacher. I'll tell you that. I would know so much more. But anyway, God is faithful. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father God, we thank you for being such an awesome God. We glorify you, Father, for every good and perfect gift because we know it comes from you. We thank you, Lord, that the joy of the Lord is our strength. We thank you, Father, that we are strong in the Lord and the power of your might. So, Father, we ask you as we have received your rich word this morning, Lord, that we continue to go forth, Lord, as Pastor Vanessa has directed us, Lord, to stand strong on your word, to stand strong in you, to saturate ourselves in your love and in your peace and your joy. We thank you, Father God, that you're using us, your vessels, to go forth in the ministry among the masses, Lord God, and be the people that you called us to be, that you get all the glory and the body will be edified. Father, we thank you for blessing Dr. Vanessa, Lord, in a rich, rich way. We thank you, Father, for pouring back into her like never before, Father God. Meet every need, Lord God, even her desires, Lord God. We ask that you can give her the desires of her heart. Bless her mother, Father God, that she takes care of, Lord God. Bless her household. Everything that her hands touch and where her feet tread, we ask that you continue to bless in a mighty way, Father. And we thank you in advance for doing it, not by might, it's not by power, but by the Spirit of the true and living God. Father God, we ask that you pour your blessings and your love and your heart, Lord God, around the families of the bereaved, Father God. We thank you, Father, for touching Dr. PK and her family, Lord God. We thank you, Father, for touching Melvin Pope and his family and Shavela Banks and her family, Lord God, and Sharon Stowers and her family, especially those girls that lost their parents, Lord God, 15 days apart. We ask that you just comfort them like never before. We ask that you continue to strengthen your people, Lord God, on this call, that they would continue to be blessed like never before, Father, and they stand strong in you, knowing that no matter what it looks like, everything is working together for your good. We give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise. We ask you, Father, that you continue to bless artists and the founders, Lord God, and those that are working diligently, God, to prepare for this upcoming event, Father. We thank you, Father, for blessing traveling mercies in such a way, Lord God, that everybody will be blessed in a special way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, TMC family, I tell you, I know you want to go back and hear this message again. And that number is 712-432-1085, 712-432-1085. The pen is the same, 957-677-POUND. And remember, the motivational call is coming up next. I know we have Byron, the Rock the New You, Redmond, will be giving us some vital information coming up, and that number is 641-715-3865. The PIN is 539-598-POUND. We thank you, Minister Willa, for seating and greeting everyone in such a special way, and you always do. Thank you, and we love you. And thank you, Dr. Vanessa, for giving us such a profound and an on-time word this morning. Would you please come back and give us our benediction?
I certainly will. Thank you. Thank you for allowing me to minister this morning into your hearts and your spirits. Father, we thank you that we choose, we desire, we seek to be strong in you, rooted, firmly grounded in your word so that we walk out your will for our lives. So we thank you for the blood hedge of protection. We thank you for moving in us, stirring up the gifts that we see by the eyes of faith where you're taking us, and we willingly follow. So as we leave this call, order our steps. As we leave this call, continue to let the favor of God touch our lives. As we leave this call, Father, we glorify you, asking you to edify us as we seek to encourage others. Continue, Father, to have your way in our lives. And we will, with everything we do and say, as we're strong in you, give you and you alone the glory, the honor, and all of the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Go out and have an awesome day. Be strong in the Lord. Bye-bye.